And we're back here Thursday, February 20th, 2020, 2-20-2020. That's the date. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour, and, you know, I did check the phone lines during the break, and the phones are working. So, if you have anything to say left over from hour number one, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know that sometimes this hour does pick up, so we will hope it picks up, because I'm telling you, I'm just about to get the phone book out and start calling people and see what they think about strawberry. You know, I wonder what they think about that Democratic debate last night. You know, I didn't watch it. I'm just hearing about it this morning. But you know what? Is somebody call in, by the way, because this will take me a second. But call in if you want to say something. Doesn't matter what you want to say. If you want to talk about strawberry dumplings, if you want to talk about a windstorm, a brownout, a bad winter storm, a flood in your basement. We have Mashed Potato Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday. Do you have anything for Thursday or Friday? Call in, because now, you know, I've hit my point of frustration this morning. You know, there is a point in life where you hit your point of frustration and you just say, you know what? I am going to start calling people. If nobody's going to call me, I'm going to call people. This is like if you're at home and you have no friends and you say, okay, well, nobody's calling me. I'm just going to call them. So I'm going to get the phone book here. And trust me, this is always very treacherous, by the way, because the phone book, as many of you know, phone books are a thing of the past because everybody's got a cell phone number, and most people's cell phone numbers are not listed in the phone book. So the phone book has gotten very thin outside of businesses, and we do not want to call businesses. All right, we're getting a call here, so this will stifle what I'm doing here for a second. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm just listening to your radio. I didn't listen to all that debate last night, but, you know, I'm wondering about these jerks that are, and all of them, are out there running for an office, and what kind of a leadership are they showing our kids? The kids are not going to want to have anything to do with politics when they get older. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Well, you know, I think about this a lot because my philosophy...
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Nope, I think we might have lost the caller. If that's you, call back in if you're listening, obviously listening over the radio. 740-383-9944. But what I've always felt about this when it comes to politics is that I always had a great admiration for people who ran for office, because it takes a lot of time, you have to go to a lot of parties, you got to shake a lot of hands, and usually you're still working your job on the local level, and it just is a big thing, and you have a day in November where people decide if you're going to continue your job or not, and you don't know going in if you're still going to have that job the next day or not. So I've always admired politicians for having the guts to do that, not to mention all your dirty laundry is spread on the front page of the newspaper, and opponents will use dirty tactics. Now, that didn't used to happen so much on the local level, but boy, it does anymore. Holy moly. It's a new world. We just say whatever we want. We say nasty things. So I always had great admiration for anybody who ran for office because of this. You know, I thought it was a very gutsy move, plus going door to door and yard signs and raising money and the whole thing. But the caller makes a very good point there that is this whole climate going to deter people from running to office, running for office, which it very well might. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello? Are you there? Oh, well, we're maybe having some phone issues here. Maybe we are having phone issues. But if you'd like to call in, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Do you think that because things have gotten so nasty and have gotten so awful that maybe the next generation will not want to run for office? This could happen. I don't know. I still have great admiration for anybody who runs for office. I think it's a heavy, heavy load to bear. But, you know, if I was a teenager and I was looking at what's going on the national scene, political-wise, and the names that are being called, and things that you said 30, 40 years ago being brought back up to destroy you. And Facebook now, my goodness, social media has changed this to where you can say nasty things. You can say untrue things. It doesn't matter. Freedom of speech. That's Facebook for you. I would think twice about running. It used to be at least what you said needed to be kind of true. Now, who cares? Make it up. Totally make it up. Doesn't matter. I don't know. I just think it's very, very unfortunate, and I don't know if it will deter people or not. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You know, you make an interesting point there, whether people's going to want to run for office in the future there. Maybe it's a pro and con deal because the mudslinging right now that's going on.
Well, you know what bothers, and I did not see any of the debate last night, but I did have people asking me about it this morning. And what I don't understand is, okay, let's say you said something 15 years ago. In regular life, we can change our minds. Why is that so important? I don't understand that.
Well, the thing is, you get in the office there and you're going to tell people you're going to be able to do this and do that, but in real life, you know, most likely 90% of that you're not going to be able to do because you're going to be outvoted. That's the thing, you know. Everyone out there likes to sugarcoat why they, you know, want me to vote for them, and in the end, it just seems like nothing gets done because both sides of the party can't get together and work things out.
Well, the funny thing of it is to me is that everybody knows you can look at every president ever, Republican, Democrat, whatever they were, Whig Party, they make a lot of promises when they're running for office. And every single president that has ever gotten into office, because they do have to work with a Congress and a Senate, they don't get much accomplished. They get maybe one or two things they wanted done, and that's about it.
Yeah, I understand that, but yeah, I think it'd be more of a headache now to even try to run for office, because you know, you're more or less like a puppet there, and you know you got 10 other people that's voting against you, and you're trying to, you know, get something done, but you, like I said, you got 10 other people who just don't like the way you think.
Well, that's you know, and you know what has made me so sad is that we used to be able to talk politics, and we used to even be able to have some fun with it, but people are so serious about it now. If you make a joke about the president, immediately you're anti-Donald Trump. If you make a joke about the Democrat, oh my goodness, you're anti-Democrats. That is nuts to me. I mean, these are people. They're in the public eye. it's okay.
Yeah, this is true. They take it way too seriously.
Well,
At one point, you got to be serious on some of the issues, but everybody's got their own opinion.
They do, but you know, to take it to the level to where people are breaking up friendships, people can't talk about politics at the holidays, people will turn off radio shows and television shows if they think that they are against somebody. This did not used to happen. I've covered now, at least three presidents, and I've never seen, like, you used to be able to say stuff about George W. Bush or President Obama, and people didn't take it so personally. Now, holy moly, it's different.
Well, maybe the future's what we got to look forward to. Maybe the younger age will step back and look at this, and maybe it'll go in a different direction.
I hope so. I hope so. Whatever happens, I just hope we are a happier people, because we are not very happy right now.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your opinion's important on this, too, and I think this is a nice broad topic to discuss, because we're not so much discussing what's going on exactly. But give me a call, 740-383-9944, if you have an opinion. Remember, if the phone's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in, 740-383-9944. I'm going to have to resort to the phone book here, which never goes well. Every time I've ever done this with the phone book, either the number is out of service, or nobody answers, or we get somebody on the line who doesn't want to be put on the air. It's always a disaster. But I'm so tired of not being able to... Why does everybody have an opinion all of a sudden about politics? Like I said, I didn't even watch the debate last night. To be honest, I didn't watch most of the State of the Union. Somebody called me and said, "Are you watching this?" And then I turned it on, but I didn't plan on watching it. I just don't understand why people are so amped up over politics. It's politics. It's Washington. It's always been a mess. It will always be a mess. That's what I mean, you just live with it and go forward and hope everything turns out okay. You have to be able to express yourself, but boy, you've also got to be able to hear the other side. You've got to be able to say, okay, I like my side, but I can listen to what you have to say without throwing a tantrum or saying anything nasty. This is maybe why we can't get anything done, because we're so angry with each other. And I don't know what's going to change that. I just hope that it changes soon. Very, very soon. Because if it doesn't, I don't know where we're going to end up. And I also, you know what I cannot stand? And here's something I can't stand personally. I cannot stand people who get on the radio, or get on television, broadcasting, and they profess an opinion that a lot of times isn't even their own opinion. They just do it to play up to the audience, because they know that audience feels that way. See, I think you're smarter than that. I think the audience is smarter than that. I think you know if a person's being phony about their opinion. I would rather hear a differing opinion than somebody who's just making up their opinion. 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinion on this? 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see what we have here. Now, here's the weird thing about this phone book. As I look at it, there are a lot of numbers in this phone book from Columbus. Now, I don't know if they started putting Columbus phone numbers in here because there just weren't enough local phone numbers to fill this book up. I don't know. Because this is supposed to be the phone book for Marion, Crawford, and Morrow counties. I don't see anything about Franklin County. But yet, there are Franklin County phone numbers in here. Isn't Lewis Center in Franklin County? I thought it was. I could be wrong. Maybe Lewis Center is, but I don't think Lewis Center is in Crawford or Morrow County. I'm pretty sure that's not the case. So, why it's in here, I have no idea, but it is. So let's see if we can find somebody local here who we can call up and see if they watch the Democratic debates last night. Because these definitely are Lewis Center phone numbers. I don't want to call somebody in Lewis Center. I want to call somebody here in Marion. Let's see here. Who do we... Does anybody have anybody they would like me to call? If you have somebody you'd like me to call, just call in, and I'll take the call off the air so we don't give anybody's phone number over the air, and then I will call them, and I will ask them if we can put them on the air, and we'll give them a call, and, you know, so on and so forth. If you have any of that, let me know. 740-383-9944. Because I do not want to call somebody in Lewis Center or Delaware, and I certainly don't want to call a business here. Now, see, that's a business. We had a local number, but it turned out to be a business. Okay, where the white pages used to be for private people. Now, all of a sudden, businesses are in the white pages. Again, I think this must just be filler. Okay, maybe we have one here. Okay, what is the last name on this one? Okay. I think this is... Well, there's a LaRue number. Should we call somebody over in LaRue? Maybe somebody over in LaRue would know some. Okay, here we go. Now, remember, I cannot put anybody on the air until I have their permission, so I'm going to have to dial the number. And this, like I say, this never goes well, but we're going to give it a shot here. Okay. From LaRue. Here we go. Let's pray that somebody answers the phone here. Dialing the number as we speak. They probably think we're a telemarketer. Here we go. Calling LaRue at this very moment. See, this is not the most exciting radio you've ever heard, calling somebody up in LaRue. Which, by the way, it is LaRue, not LaRue. We could talk to them about that. Oh, I don't think we're going to get it. A lot of rings. There must not be any answering machine on this number. That's like 6 rings. 7 rings. All right. Maybe they knew we were calling. They ran out of the house. Okay. First contestant gone this morning. Let's see if we can find another one here. Okay. Well, I wonder if this is a local number. Well, we'll give it a try. Dialing number 2. See this number 2. It never goes well. I don't know why. We never have any luck with this. Let's see what we got here. Dialing again, ringing again. Let's see what happens. See, I don't even know. Oh, see? The number's out of service. Okay, we're going to try it one more time. See, it looks like Caledonia, but I'm not really sure. Okay. Here we go. You know, I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to call that one. Let's try this one. Okay. Last shot here this morning. Making a call. Hoping that this works. Calling another person here via the white pages, unplanned. You know, I should have looked at the last names here. This is always a disaster. People must be away at this time of day. Oh, answering machine. All right, here we go. Hey, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We were just calling people this morning, seeing if they had any opinions on last night's Democratic debate or any dumpling recipes or anything you would like to talk about. I'll be on the air this morning until 10 o'clock. If you like, give me a call back, 740-383-9944, and we'll talk on the air. Be great to hear from you. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. We left a message with them. I guess that's the best we can do at this particular point. Now we'll see if they show back up in the next 29 minutes. And now I have got the phone book tied up in my headset. How did I manage that? I have no idea. All right. We'll see if that person calls back in. What a morning. Okay, let's go to our presidential trivia here. This should be fun. Okay. Now, we have not got any of these right yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you something about a president, and you need to tell me which president I'm talking about. That's how this works. He played the violin, he loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. Which president was that? He was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House. I know we've had this one before. Does anybody know who was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? He patented his floating dry dock on May 22, 1849. Patent number 6469. He was the first U.S. president to receive a patent. Does anybody know who that was? The first U.S. president to receive a patent. So, does anybody know that's three different presidents? Does anybody have any guesses as to who those presidents are? The first president to receive a patent, who was that? The first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House, who was that? And he played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. Which president was that? And you got a 1 in 45 chance of getting this right. 740-383-9944. Now I'm going to throw in another one here because we were kind of just talking about this topic. He was the most successful president in American history. He made five promises: to acquire California from Mexico, to settle the Oregon dispute, to lower the tariff, to establish a sub-treasury, and to retire from the office after 4 years. When he left office, his campaign promises had all been fulfilled. Who is the only president to have all their campaign promises fulfilled? That's kind of an interesting one. Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. Now remember, he's the most successful president in American history. He acquired California from Mexico, settled the Oregon dispute, lowered the tariff, established a sub-treasury, and retired after 4 years. And he had done all those things when he left office. Which president is that? The most successful president in U.S. history. So, those are the four we've got right now. Does anybody have any guesses? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got he played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. Who was that? We've got the most successful president in U.S. history by fulfilling all five of his campaign promises. We've got the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House. And we've got the first president to receive a U.S. patent, number 6469. Does anybody know which presidents I'm talking about? Those are four different presidents. Is anybody going to weigh in? 740-383-9944. Kind of a slow morning here. But if you have a guess, We would be interested in hearing it. Charlie Evers Show this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then, of course, we have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guys Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. here today on WWGH Radio. Also, does anybody have any thoughts on strawberry dumplings? We're all waiting to hear your thoughts on if strawberry dumplings would work. Or is that even a thing? I've avoided Googling this because I don't want to find out that way. I wonder if anybody actually knows or if anybody actually has ever had strawberry dumplings. I know there are blueberry, I know there are apple, and I know there are chicken. But are there any others that you know of on the table? Go ahead, caller.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I don't know what your subject was today because I had another phone call, but I want to comment about Phil Donahue.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm so glad you played that the second time. He's a very wise man, isn't he?
He really is, and I'm so glad. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, and the fact that he came on for 2 hours like he did, I thought that was very interesting.
It was. It was very interesting. Wish everybody in the world could hear it so they'd know how to vote.
Well, he certainly has his own opinions, that's for sure.
He does. We all do, but
yeah.
I've always liked him. I'm glad he accepted your phone call, and he was right. You're one of the best interviewers I've ever heard of.
Well, I really do appreciate that.
You do a very good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate Thanks for calling.
You have a good day.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That Phil Donahue, was that a week ago today? Yeah, Phil Donahue was on a week ago today. I really enjoyed that. You know, and again, Phil has his own opinions, and that certainly is okay. And I think that's what we have to be tolerable of, people's own opinions, and not just flip off the dial when somebody has a different opinion than us. But I really enjoyed Phil Donahue. I just think he's an interesting man, much like many other people who call in. 740-383-9944. All right, does anybody have an idea behind strawberry dumplings? Is that a thing? We know they do have apple. We know they do have chicken. We know they do have blueberry. But what about strawberry? Is this a thing? We need to know. Or does anybody have any memories of any big snowstorms, windstorms, floods? Basically, disasters that I guess we would all call natural that have happened in the Marion area. And as I was saying earlier, I don't know that we ever had a tornado here. I don't know. I mean, maybe. But I've never seen it in the books. Cardington, of course, had their big tornado in the early 80s. But beyond that, I don't know if we've ever had a tornado of any consequence here in Marion, which is kind of strange when you think about it. You thought one would have come through at some point. But maybe not. Okay, what else was on the agenda this morning? Any guesses yet on these presidents? Now, we're trying to figure out who the president is. Now, here's the qualities, characteristics of these presidents. He played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. Which president was that? He's the most successful president in American history because he fulfilled all five of his campaign promises. Does anybody know which president that was? Does anybody know the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House? Any guesses on that one? Who was the first president to get a patent? Go ahead, caller.
Your question about presidency, Carter?
Which one, Carter?
1980, Carter. I always called him Peanut Farmer.
Oh.
Carter is all I can think of.
Which one did you think Carter was the answer for?
The violin. I know he played the violin.
The violin. No.
I don't know about the other parts, but I know he played the violin.
Yeah. No, actually, that was not Carter, but it's a good guy. Did you see the debate last night?
No, I didn't watch it. so I don't have too much onto it. Oh, one of the reasons I called in, you were talking about tornadoes in this area, or at least Marion.
Yes.
I can't tell you about Marion, but in the early 70s, Galion had a tornado.
Oh, really? What do you remember about the Galion tornado?
I wasn't around. That just my mama told me about it. So
told you about the Galion. Well, hey, I thank you for calling. I remember the Cardington tornado, but I don't remember the Galion one. So I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I think it was early 70s or late 60s is what she remember. My sister was born in 68, so I know she was small. So that's all I could hear her say. And it happened in the I believe the east side, and damage done to that. And I think that's about the only tornado I remember anybody talking about in Galion. So.
Well, that's very interesting. Hey, thanks for the information.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. A tornado over in the Galion area in the late 60s, possibly early 70s. That is a topic this morning, but it's not Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter might have played the violin, but that's not who we're looking for at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. I remember the blizzard back there in 1978.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, was that ever a doozy there. My sister lived down on Bethlehem Road there, and days after we went out, man, there was a drift. The road was like side to side up way above your car, you know. It was just something else, and we did have a tornado here in Marion many years ago. I was working at Union Tank Car as a security guard, and somewhere out on Augusta Road there, it come across there, took part of a building, and knocked a couple trees down on our property.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a brief one. It was only on the ground for maybe a second or two, but it flipped over some trailers over there and at some building over across the road there, and it was pretty nasty there for a while.
Now, about what year would this have been?
Oh, God, it had to be maybe 90 or so. It's been so long since I've been. That's one thing I remember, because I was working midnight, and the weather was real bad.
Isn't that something to think that 1990 was 30 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you make me feel real old right now.
That puts me right into the old category, too. I think 30 years ago was 1990. I remember that so well.
Yeah, my bones are already aching just thinking about it.
Well, thanks.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
For calling. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. A tornado around 1990 out on Augusta Road. Does anybody remember that? That did a little bit of damage here in the Marion area, or the one in Galion in the late 60s, early 70s. The floods are interesting, because I can remember a flood that definitely flooded Fair Park. I remember that. Sometime in the 80s, that may have been 80s, early 90s. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Or the big windstorm that came in the summer of 2012. Or the big brownout we had around 2002. That was interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Was John Tyler the violinist?
John Tyler was the violinist. John Tyler played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, so we finally got one of these presidential questions answered. It was John Tyler. Now, there's a president we really don't hear too much about, but those were his characteristics. He spoke softly, played the violin, loved to dance, and had good manners. Okay, we still have three other presidents here. Does anybody know who the most successful president was in United States history because he fulfilled all his campaign promises, all five of them? Does anybody know who that was? Does anybody know the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? I know we've asked that before, so that might come up. Who was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? And then, who was the first president to receive a patent? Patent number 6469. Which president was that? And it was on something called a floating dry dock. but I have no idea what a floating dry dock was. Obviously something in the water. I wonder if he made a lot of money off of this patent. So, 740-383-9944. Which presidents were these? The one who had the first patent, the one who was the first to have a Christmas tree in the White House, and the most successful president because he fulfilled all five of his campaign promises. Who were those presidents? 740-383-9944. 47 and a half minutes past the hour here. Give me a ring. Or if you have any memories of any disasters that have happened in the Marion area. I can't think of any horrible, horrible things that have happened. We did have the windstorm in 2012. We did have the flood of 2002. In 2002. But I can't remember, was that a Michigan power plant or a New York power plant that failed? It was one of those that had failed, and that had caused all the power outages all down the East Coast. And as I said, I don't know if we could survive that today. People are too attached to their smartphones. People are too attached to texting. People are too attached to all this. I don't know. I don't know if we could go through that again. Now, 2002 was only 18 years ago, but a lot has changed in 18 years. A lot of people still had landline telephones back in those days. Do you think we could survive it today if you lost power for 3, 4, 5 days? Do you think that would be a possibility? I think it'd be a little difficult. Go ahead, caller.
It was a promise when I kept all these campaign promises. Was that Thomas Jefferson?
Not Thomas Jefferson, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thomas Jefferson was not the president who kept all of his campaign promises. But we are accepting guesses here for another 10 minutes, 49 minutes past the hour. The presidents we're looking for, the president who kept all his campaign promises. He had five of them, and by the time he left office, he had succeeded with all five. Which president was that? Who was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? I'm surprised nobody's gotten that, because I know we've had that question before. And which president was the first to have a U.S. patent? Patent number 6469 on the floating dry dock. Which president was that? So the first president to have a patent, the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House, and the only president to fulfill all five of his campaign promises. Does anybody know who those people were? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I had to chime in on what you would think would happen if we had another one of them blackouts.
Yes.
I really don't think we would know how to comprehend it.
I don't think, you know, even though 2002, do you remember that one back in 2002?
I do. I remember that as plain as day. I was out at a friend of mine's house out in his swimming pool, and his swimming pool pump stopped pumping.
Oh.
And I tried to call home, and I couldn't get no answer, and I went home. It was real hot, if you remember.
Yeah, I think it was, and it went on for like 4 or 5 days, did it not?
Yeah, nobody could figure out what was going on. And another thing, you remember 911? Of course, I know everybody remembers that day.
Oh, yeah.
I was at work there, and I can remember thinking, oh, my God, we're under attack. I didn't know if our freedom was going to be, you know, we were going to be invaded that day. That's how, because the airplanes weren't flying over, and it just seemed like everything was still.
I remember that night. The two things I remember about 9/11, I remember the night of 9/11, somewhere about 8 o'clock at night, I went outside, and I remember looking up at the sky, and not that you see planes flying all the time, but I remember that stillness. that you're talking about, because there were no planes in the sky that night. And I also remember 9/11 because I remember that I tried to call somebody in New York, and I don't remember why. It wasn't a family member or anything, but I was just trying to call somebody in New York for something, and I don't remember why, but I remember I could not get through, that the phone system in New York was not working. And this was like the day after or 2 days after, but the phone systems were not working in the 212 area code.
Yeah, you kind of wonder what was coming next. Yeah.
It was a strange few days, that's for sure.
Well, I'll get off the phone there, buddy.
Thank you. Again, phone calls are always encouraged. 740-383-9944. 52, coming up on 53 minutes past the hour. A lot of questions on the table this morning. That brownout in 2002, do you think we could survive it today? That's been 18 years ago now. That's a little bit of time. I don't know. We say we couldn't survive it. We probably would. We survive usually anything. But I think it would be harder now than it was then because of the smartphone and nobody having landline telephones anymore. I'd have to come here. We have a landline. Go ahead, caller.
Abraham Lincoln had his patent on that floating dock.
He did. Now, that is right. Abraham Lincoln, do you know what a floating dry dock is?
Well, according to the, let's see, it says Lincoln convinced the idea of a mechanism that would lift the boat over the shores and obstruction in the water, I guess.
Huh. Well, hopefully he made a lot of money on it.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Now, there's something we don't hear a lot about Abraham Lincoln, that he was the first president to have a U.S. patent. Patent number 6469 is Abraham Lincoln. May 22nd, 1849, he patented the floating dry dock. How about that? So we still have two presidential questions left out here. Who was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? Like I said, I know we've had that question, so somebody should slide in here and answer that one. And then, which president is considered the most successful in U.S. history because they fulfilled all five of their campaign promises before they left office? Does anybody know who that is? 740-383-9944. You got a 1 in 45 chance of being right here. Also, do you think we could survive another power outage? Obviously, power outages don't last forever. 4 or 5 days, I think, back in 2002. You know the problem now? Everybody pays their bills online. A lot of people, cash and checks have become kind of things of the past. Payphones are things of the past. Landline telephones are things of the past. They weren't in 2002. They were getting there, but not completely. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Pierce that had the first tree at the White House?
It was. Franklin Pierce had the first Christmas tree at the White House. Thanks for calling. That is exactly right. Franklin Pierce. We've had that question before, but I'm glad we got it answered again. Franklin Pierce had the first Christmas tree at the White House. So now we're down to one presidential question today. We've got three of them answered. Three of them answered here in the last 15 minutes or so. Who was the most successful president in U.S. history because they fulfilled all five of their campaign promises? They acquired California from Mexico. They settled the Oregon dispute. They lowered the tariff. They established a sub-treasury. And they vowed to retire from office after 4 years. And this person fulfilled all those promises by the time they had left office 4 years later. Which president was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which president is considered the most successful of all time because they fulfilled all five of their campaign promises? 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Also, still never heard anything back on the strawberry dumplings. Don't know if that's a thing. You know, with things like Pinterest and now and all that, I'm sure it is a thing. But I'm not sure exactly how you'd make it. Haven't heard a lot about the blueberry dumplings either, to be honest with you. Did anybody ever find out if the farm market out there at Grand Prairie, if they have the Isley ice cream? We know they have the Isley chipped ham, but we don't know if they have the Isley ice cream. We asked that earlier on in the week, and I don't think we ever got an answer. Does anybody frequent the Grand Prairie Farm Market very often? Do they have the Isley ice cream? Also, the Jersey opened yesterday. It's that time of year. The Jersey, a Marian tradition down here on Center Street, opened up yesterday, so you could go to the Jersey today and get yourself an ice cream cone. And remember, they give us no money, so we're just letting you know. That's just information to pass along to you. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Was that on the promises, James K. Polk?
James Polk, you have got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, see, there's a president you don't think of as fulfilling all their promises and being successful, but it was James K. Polk. That's exactly right. So we did get all of our presidential trivia answered today. And it's Thursday, so we'll have a lot more tomorrow. Remember, today is 2-20-2020. That's the date today, 2-20-2020. Charlie Evers will be up here in just a few minutes, 10 a.m. till 12 noon today. He has some Smoothie King giveaways. He has got Panda Express. He has got Jimmy John's. He has got the Jags koozie if we ever give it away. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
They do have strawberry dumplings.
Do they? Now, can you get those anyplace in town?
Oh, I don't know about that. I know my mom used to make them.
Oh, okay, so it is a thing.
Well, yeah, diced strawberries and stuff like that, melted butter and brown.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad to hear it is a thing.
But there is a recipe online for it, so
I'll have to look that up now.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And again, Swap Shop with Glenn Coble at 12:10 today. You won't want to miss that. That'll be a great program. And maybe we'll do some of this tomorrow. The phone call is picked up here at the end, so that's always a good thing. But make it a great day. Maybe go down and visit the Jersey. Who knows? They have good ice cream. Soft serve ice cream is very good. And Stewart's Root Beer opening up pretty soon, my understanding, maybe the end of the month. I know they open up just about the same time that the Jersey does. They're not open yet, but the Jersey is up and running as of yesterday. So there you go. Charlie Evers in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere after news and weather.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, for people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?